Beautiful souls, this is a preview from today's angel story.
Whenever I meet a new person who's grieving a child, I'll always say, the best surprise out of this is that I still have an interactive relationship with him. Interactive. Not even, you know, I can say to him, Christian, I need you today. Your brother needs you today. Your dad needs you. We need you. And something shows up.
Beautiful souls, do you have a prayer request or want us to send you healing energy today? Would you like us to be praying for your friend or loved one? If this is you, go to worldslargestprayernetwork.com to submit your prayer request. And while you're there, please sign up to join our team of prayer warriors. The angels say prayer not only opens you to miracles, raises your vibration, and helps you heal, but the more you pray, the more God's presence is felt on earth. Feel your angels' love as they surround you right now, and listen for the positive, loving messages your angels intended specifically for you in today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Angels and Awakening podcast. I'm your host and author, Julie Jancis. Friends, today we have Kara on to share her angel stories. Kara, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Julie. It's so great to see you and chat together.
Yay. So I don't know your angel stories yet, but I'm excited to be a listener today and just to be surprised as I hear them. I'm going to have you take it away and share your first story.
Great. So I am a little background. I have three children. I have three boys, and my oldest passed away in 2014. It was kind of like a freak accident. And at the time he was six, his name is Christian. I had a living three and one at the time. They're now 11 and 13. So they've obviously grown, but it was completely unexpected, out of nowhere, as I said, freak accident. And so I mean, what do? You don't expect that as a mother. That's not ever, you know, in your, you know, just in your repertoire of thoughts, other than nightmares, right? So, you know, he passed away in August, August 28th. He was a couple days away from going into first grade. And I've always been a spiritual person and believed in mediums and everything. And one of the first, very first things that happened, we were all gathered, as people do, they come around, family, friends, doing the picture boards, chatting, telling stories. And Christian had two of those rubber bracelets on, and one was a rainbow and the other one was green and blue. And so my husband said to me, which one do you want? He had retrieved them and he said, which one do you want? And I wanted the rainbow one. And as soon as I said rainbow, he went to put it on my wrist and there was a toy car on the table and it just went flying right off And again, there was a whole group of people and everyone just stopped and was just amazed. I always knew from that moment on, I guess that was the first moment I really thought about it after he passed away, that he would come and visit me. And I would say to him, he was a jokester in real life. So I was like, please don't, you know, don't scare me. Don't do anything in the middle of the night to scare me. He never, ever has. I mean, you know, as much as he was jokester when he was in the flesh, he has not in spirit. It is scary anyway. He's done it other ways. But so that was the very first thing. And so from then on, things kept happening. But my husband and my dad were more of skeptics. And so we were living with my parents at the time due to the accident. And so they were sleeping. My dad and my husband had fallen asleep on the couch one night. And all of a sudden they said the laptop, which was closed, fully closed, started blaring Christian's favorite song. And it was a kid's song. No one had been listening to it. I have chills as I'm talking to you about it. So I know he's always around me. Yeah. So, I mean, again, just confirmation. I loved that he came to them in that way, because it just solidified for them. It really validated, you know, to them that these were all real. And then I think for me, the most beautiful, beautiful thing is that, again, my children were one and three. I'm living with my parents. We're all in a fog. You know how that goes. And one day I walked into the pantry to get something for the boys. And I don't remember really timeline. I think it was a couple weeks after he passed away. And I just stop and I'm in the pantry in the dark, standing there
totally just overwhelmed. And my eyes closed and I just see a huge heart. It just appears in front of me, a heart out of nowhere. And I'm like, this is Christian. And I just look up and I say, I love you, Christian. You know, I love you. And Julie, from that moment on, hearts everywhere. I mean, it began when I would be taking the boys for a walk. It was autumn here in New York, so it was beautiful. The gorgeous leaves were falling. And here I am just in the state of, you know, just total sadness and fog. But I would look down and we just look down and there would be hearts, perfect hearts. And I would look and I'd be like, well, it's a heart on this side, right? But is it a heart on that side? And they would be. And it just, I would find them. And they would just keep coming. They would find me, maybe I should say, or he would, you know, place them. He would make that energy work that I would find them. And since then, it's been hearts. It's been coral on the beach. It's been in cups of coffee. It's been, you know, plates of food, potatoes, everywhere you look. Snow. I have a beautiful picture of my children holding a huge, you know, chunk of snow in the heart. Actually, behind me, you can't see it, but they're holding a heart rock in their hand. Yeah. So hearts are definitely the signs that we all get, I feel, and we all recognize. And family and friends will send me, I found this today. And, you know, it's Christian. And it's like, oh, he's, which is so beautiful because he not only is showing up to me, he's showing up to others. And everyone knows that that's his presence. And I feel like that's how he really just lives on for all of us. And right. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to many people and it's amazing sometimes how a 6-year-old's life, he lived 6 years living in the flesh. Oh, and this child has touched so many people and continues to. Whenever I meet a new person who's grieving a child, I'll always say the best surprise out of this is that I still have an interactive relationship with him. Interactive. You know, I can say to him, Christian, I need you today. Your brother needs you today. Your dad needs you. We need you. And something shows up. And it just, I'm just so, so grateful. And I'm so, you know, I'm so grateful to people like you as well, who really keep these true stories alive because it validates what I'm experiencing.
Yeah. 100%. Well, it's interesting. Do your boys go to Catholic school or did they?
They did not, but my middle child is very, very drawn to the Catholic. We raised them Catholic, but yeah, he's very drawn to it.
Okay. There might be something. I love public schools. My husband is a public school teacher. I feel like God bless. I pray for teachers every single day because they are going through so much right now. And it wasn't just the pandemic. We are talking about this in 2024. And I feel like it is crazier now than ever. The intensity has not died down for them. And I just want to say that because teachers need a voice. And I'm not sure that it's always better at a Catholic school or a Christian school or a religious school, but I can't just deny messages that are coming through. And what Christian keeps showing me is, Mom, there might come a point at which the boys would do better there than where they're at. And again, you have free will. So you make that decision. But I've always said, if my daughter gets into high school and it's too much, and I've told her this, and you're having like strong feelings, hard feelings, tell me and we will find another school for you. It's okay. And the angels just said, Julie, we're bringing this message through, because I was talking to the angels as I'm like speaking and I'm like, why are you really talking about this? And they go, Julie, it's not for you. It's not about you. It's just messages because some people are listening right now and they've been questioning this and they need this in their own lives. So if you're listening and this is resonating, this is for you. So that's one thing that he had me write down is Catholic school. He also showed me something that I haven't seen in this way, but he started out by showing me his crossing over. And is there a grandmother that you have on the other side or this motherly energy who's very much vibrant, like your personality, like smiley and lovey and warm? And I mean, gosh, your heart center is just completely open. And I felt it immediately. Not everybody's like that, right? And it's just naturally who they are, and it's completely okay. But you and I go around, and when they say you wear your heart in your sleeve, no, we just walk around without a filter or a protective mechanism, and our heart chakra is just wide open all the time. This grandmother motherly energy on the other side shows me when Christian passed and his consciousness was on the other side. It's very disorienting. Like if you've ever taken a nap in the afternoon and it's a hard nap and you wake up and you're like, is it morning? Like what day is it? Where am I? I don't even know. That's kind of the feeling that we have when we have a transition to the other side that is unexpected, right? Because the consciousness is shifting, it's transitioning. We were in our human body, we're not in our human body anymore. Where are we? It's disorienting. And so they show me Christian looking around, and the first person that he sees is this motherly grandmother energy, which he also knows from past lives. So if they didn't meet in this lifetime, just know that that's okay. Their souls know one another. And Christian said something at this point when I was getting this vision that I've never seen before, which answers a question that I've actually had for a while. Because if our highest self, which we talk about on this show, our higher self, highest self, the part of our soul that's always in heaven, always on the other side, if it's over there, why doesn't it greet our loved ones? Like, why doesn't your highest self as mom greet Christian when he passes? And he goes, Julie, that would be too disorienting as well, because where am I still? Like, if it's mom and I know mom, then am I still on earth? Where am I? It's almost like you have to get your bearings again. And there is a form of groundedness, I would say, that souls feel on the other side. And he said it helps them feel more grounded and gets their bearings when people come in that they know, but they wouldn't just think, I'm opening up my eyes and just seeing you here. Oh, and he goes, look at the clock and it's 12:44 here. So he sends you angel numbers.
Oh, I love that. I always see numbers. Yeah.
Yes. So,
that's for sure a sign from him.
Did you know I give away a new free reading each month to a listener who leaves a 5-star rating of this show on Apple Podcasts or Amazon? After you leave 5 stars, go over to the Contact Me page on my website, theangelmedium.com. Fill out the Contact Me form, letting us know that you gave 5 stars. That way we can contact you when you win. The more 5 stars you leave, the more chances you have to win. And your name always stays in until you do. Don't forget to stay subscribed to our emails so that you know when you've won your free session with me. Sending you so much love and gratitude for your support on this. Thank you. Now let's dive back into the show. You know the grandmother motherly energy then? Okay, who is that?
My grandmother. And, you know, we've always said she would have loved Christian. She's just wide, heart wide open, beautiful, big, bright, bold, motherly energy, you know? Yeah, my grandmother. And I had a really close relationship with her.
That's amazing. Now, her husband's on the other side too.
Yes.
Was he a smoker, even if that's cigars or something?
Yes, cigars. That was a, yes, yes.
Oh my God, like I'm in this fog of smoke. I'm like, okay, I get it already. You can clear that out. So just know that grandfather came in too. Are you guys going on the vacation this summer to the beach?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay. Because Christian showed me, like, I'm like, all right, well, when is this? And he goes, this summer, because I see you and your family on the beach, but he's right there with you. And he also talks about how his brothers, he's very, very close to his brothers. He's very close to his brothers here. He looks out for them from the other side, but he's also very connected with them. Like, if you ever wanted to tune in to your highest self, right? And just be like, okay, God, I want to connect and see what my soul sees on the other side. He's right there. Like, he's right with you. Your other boys are right with you. Did you always feel like you were going to have the girl, but the girl never came through?
I really wanted the girl. Yes. Yeah. It was kind of that way. Yes.
Okay. Know that you have a girl on your spirit team. You're not going to bring her through in this lifetime. I feel like you're good with, like, your family is full. You're good. But I have that too. I have a little boy on my spirit team who I had in past lives, and he's not coming through in this lifetime, and that's okay. But you think about how much you love your parents and how much they love you. And there's sometimes just souls on your spirit team that need you to know that they're there and deeply connected to you. So she wants you to do this so that you can feel more deeply connected to her.
Okay.
And even if you don't tell your husband about this, this is okay. I know I don't tell my husband about everything.
You know.
Think I'm kooky.
Right. Right.
I want you to name her.
Okay.
I want you to give her a name.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I want you to imagine what she would look like. And I want you to give her a voice too of what she sounds like or feels like, her presence coming through. She's a lot like you, but she's got her own distinct personality too, right?
Yeah.
And so just kind of allow that to be with you as well. Christian really, really wants you to know this. You talk about just wishing that you could have seen a man that he would become and see what he would grow into and see the family that he would have and just all of these different milestones. And as I see him on the other side, he comes forward with these two kids, a boy and a girl, and he goes, "Would you tell mom that I knew I wasn't going to be here as long?" Like, for some people, it's free will and we're taken sooner than we want. And for some people, it's written in our life plan. We're not going to be here as long. And he goes, "My family didn't come through for lifetimes because it was written in my life plan that I wasn't going to be here for that long." And so he shows me that he's got a wife on the other side. He's got these beautiful babies. Aww. And when I see him, he's older, right? Oh, like, he's like 35, 34. And he's happy. And he's happy for you. And he goes, "Mom, you don't have to carry around." We'll always carry them around. I heard from another mom one time. She said, "Julie, when you lose a child, it's like you lost a limb, and that phantom limb is just with you for forever. Like your heart, you lost your heart, but your heart is just, this phantom heart is just still with you." And he goes, "I just needed my mom to know that I'm with all of my people on the other side so that she can feel more freedom to be fully here and fully present with the life that you're in right now." And he goes, "I don't always love this," right? Like, I don't always love in spirituality when we're like, all happens for a reason. It's all for a reason. Sometimes it makes my stomach churn a bit. But he shows me there's things that your soul wanted to experience here. Losing him was not one of those, of course, but there's so many different things that your soul wanted out of this experience. And he goes, "Mom, I need you to make me a promise." And I've never said this before because they've never made me ask for a promise
That's
on
him.
Their behalf. He goes, "Mom, I want you to make me a promise that you're not going to cut your soul short of what it is that you came here to live out, to be, to do, experience, because you keep feeling like you can't live without him here. You can't live fully without him here. You shouldn't, it's almost like you keep telling yourself within your mind, I shouldn't have the right to feel all of the emotions fully or to be happy fully or to, he goes, get rid of all that. He goes, you got to make me a promise. There's things that you came here to do, to experience, and you don't get to sell yourself short.
That sounds like him. That sounds like him. And then it's also saying, you have to make her promise, kind of coming through with that strong will. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Would he have said that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Like, that was so, and I needed that today, you know, and I needed those messages today. And to hear that he has a family on the other side, because that is something that from the very start, when my third son was born, I remember I was in the hospital and the nurse was saying, oh, I have three sons, but one of them doesn't get along and the one's getting married. And like, that has always stuck with me, because I'm like, it's so sad to me that there was that experience in that family, because my three kids will never see each other. But to know that he has like that on the other side and like a wife, and you know, it's just beautiful. Like, and I, you know, and also when you described the girl, that was interesting, because I felt her, like, as soon as you were speaking about her. Ah, so much amazing stuff. Thank you, Julie.
Yes. Yes. I want to talk about your husband a little bit too. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like, you know, it's easy for us who are just bubbly and open to be bubbly and open. And it's not easy for all people to do that. And your husband is just such a wonderful man. I mean, he's so caring and he's so thoughtful and he's such a hard worker and he's such, not to be cliche, but just a provider. And he hasn't fully allowed himself to maybe feel all of the feelings. And there isn't any way to accelerate someone's process. Like, their process is their process. We can't push them. They're going to come into it in their own way at their own time. Because I'm just thinking about people and families that I've been around in the past where, like, the woman pushes, you should go to counseling. You should go to counseling. You should go to counseling. You should go. And the angels are like, that doesn't really, it's not necessary, because the angels are going to push what needs to happen on their timeline. Just like when you ask for a sign and they bring through that sign, we can encourage, we can say it maybe once or twice, but then let them do what they need to do to kind of open him. Because your son keeps like pulling this memory from my mind and handing it to you, where, and this is something that I'd like to talk about more deeply in another episode, but there's some healers out there who are like, you should only be in a spiritual partnership. Like, if you're not in a spiritual partnership, then you're not in a good partnership. My husband's agnostic, but we have the best partnership and he is the love of my life. And so when I was getting into this, Spirit would say the same thing to me. Julie, don't push him. We'll show him when it's right. So he ended up watching this documentary about the Beatles and how the Beatles, after their popularity, went off to India and learned these different instruments and got really into Buddhism and meditation and different things. And he goes, I'd like to try this one form of meditation called transcendental meditation. So I was like, okay, amazing. Like, thank you, angels. And he says that that has helped him so much, right? But it couldn't be my way. It had to be his way. And so your son is very, very intentional. Christian says, dad'll come into this when it's time, but just let him be, because it's totally good. And he's got a lot of emotions, but he said when it's time, he'll work through all of it.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Yeah. And I do feel like, in generally speaking, it can be harder for males to open up and find their way of working through these feelings and these emotions.
Yeah.
But it's good to hear. I did definitely for a while be like, you need to see someone, like go see someone. And he kept saying, it just does, you know, it's not helping me. It's not. So I have laid off, but I do still worry about him.
Yeah.
You know, that is always a concern.
He goes, more than anything, Dad needs to hear that this is never going to happen again. And he goes, this is never going to happen again.
Yeah. Oh, I just get chills when you say that too, because that's such like a fear.
He goes, Dad just needs to hear it. This is never going to happen again.
Oh. I'm definitely going to pass it on to him because that's such a fear, you know. Yeah, obviously. And you hear stories where it does. And my heart just, oh gosh, goes out to those people. I mean, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I will pass that message on to him. That's such like a relief to the heart. Yeah.
I think that you. With that, he's going to be able to breathe more deeply and just breathe again.
Yeah. Yes. Breathe again. Breathe. Yes.
Oh, I could spend so much time with you. I love your energy. Kara, are you in the Angel membership?
I am not.
Christian's asking me if I would give you a year in the Angel membership. So I wanted to give that to you. And yes. And I just want to let you know. There's a we have meetings every Wednesday night, but they're different every Wednesday, right? Sometimes I teach, sometimes my team teaches, but once a month, there's a group meeting called Spirits United or Spirits Uplifted, sorry. And in there, I have an end of life doula who helps. She lost her mom, first her daughter and then her mom within 6 months of each other. And so it's not, what do you call that? Mental health or emotional health. There's not a professional in that capacity. It's a spiritual grief support group. And so I want to encourage you over there because I know that there are other moms who have recently lost a child. And I think that that just connection of where you're seeing signs and you're talking about it is different from your traditional support group where you're on the same page. And Christian says you're going to find a lot within the entire membership, but within that group, that camaraderie too.
I honestly, I can't thank you enough. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so, thank you. Julie, that's so beautiful. Like that. It's funny because I was drawn to you right away. I have your book. I've done like, you know, all the things. And I'm always like, I just love this woman. And the night I responded to you, which is how you said, you know, you heard from the angels, ask her if she wants to share her stories. I don't know what came over me. Not that I don't consciously respond, but it was like something said to me, respond to this post that she has. Like it just struck me in a way. And I did. And like, I don't know. I just adore you. So you're amazing. And I could speak to you forever too, but I'm so happy that I got this time with you and all those beautiful messages you brought through. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just grateful for really what you do. Honestly.
Thank you. Well, I can't wait until you get into the membership because I think you've got some of that into you too. And it's part of your journey to explore that and to bring that out of yourself a little bit more. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. And send me an email. We'll get you into the Angel membership. Mwah! Bye, friend. Love you.
Thank you so much, Julie.
You too. Bye, friend.
Love you too. Have a wonderful evening and afternoon.
Beautiful soul, thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Julie. You know I'm all about connecting you with messages from your angels and loved ones on the other side. If you've been listening today and you're super excited and just have to know which angels are around you right now, who's connecting with you, and what messages they have for you, go to theangelmedium.com. Register for a session. You can do a reading with me or a member of my team. We're all incredible. We all talk to angels daily, and we can help you in making sure that your angels are doing the very best they can to support you and guide you to your best life. If this sounds like you, virtual sessions, they're only offered on my website. Sign up today. And if you're the person who's really excited, you're ready to go all in developing all of your unique spiritual gifts, growing your intuition, starting your own healing business, you can sign up for my Angel Reiki School to become a certified angel messenger. That's for the healers among us who feel called to grow their intuition to the max and serve humanity with their gifts. You'll learn Reiki, mediumship, how to deliver angel messages, and how to get clients. That's the Angel Reiki School at theangelmedium.com or DM me on Instagram at Angel Podcast with any questions. Before you go, connect with your angels by placing your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Imagine a doorway filled with God's unconditional love is right in front of you. Step into that love and feel it as it fills your body, chakras, and auric field. Now ask your angels, what would you have me know today? And open yourself to the positive, loving messages they have just for you.